My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we wanted to bring this up right at the beginning of the show, and then obviously things got crossed up because poor Owen had a flat on the highway. I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he's safe. I didn't realize how I reacted. So Mitch went to the Guardians game on Sunday. Now, Mitch, you went with Dad, right?
I did.
You went with Gary. Big play Gear.
Yep.
Are you a lot... How do you have to divide your attention with the Guardians being so good and the Browns just starting out the season, Anthony? Because this was something that you noticed how I reacted. Tell everybody how I reacted.
Well, your reaction was in almost disbelief that somebody could opt to go to a baseball game.
It was disgust
what
it was.
I mean, first of all, it was not a home game for the Browns. They were on the road. They had just suffered a humiliating opener loss. Then, of course, we know the Watson news that came out over the week. And everybody was as down on the Browns as I can remember. And I told you, even though they were winning, I received the least amount of text that I've received since basically they were 1-15, 0-16 during a Browns game.
Yeah.
Like, people just didn't seem all that engaged in what was going on in Jacksonville. And yet Mitch was like, yeah, we were following the game, but we were at the baseball game, me and Pops. And you seemed incredulous. You couldn't believe.
I wasn't mad at him. I was surprised.
It almost seemed like you couldn't believe anybody was at the baseball game.
I was surprised that a guy who works in sports was at the
baseball
game.
Went to a sporting event?
You know what I mean. A guy that was in entertainment, and that's what he is, was at the baseball game instead of the Browns game on a Sunday because it's a once-a-week thing. That's what I was surprised with.
And I sent you. There was somebody that we know in town that we're friends with in town that was very irritated at one of the local affiliates leading with the Browns in the middle of the week rather than going with the baseball team that's in first place and is – you know, staring down at a magic number that, you know,
well,
we're almost there.
Well, what was the stories that were there? I don't want to tell who it was or what station it was, but I think that the stories matter. If the Guardians just won 4-3 and they've won two in a row and they're getting ready to go tomorrow night, is that bigger than some of the stuff we were talking about last week when it came to the Browns, Anthony? I don't think so.
Right. Well, that's so overall, though, I think there is a big faction in town that think it should just only be Browns. Once the Browns season starts, the Browns are number one.
No.
Nothing else matters. You should have your undivided attention on
no.
the Browns.
No, I don't believe that either. I like, we just had a very spirited argument at 7:20 about the Guardians and about the Dolans and about a little bit, actually, with the callers, a little bit splashed up on the Dolans. But it was really about Miles Straw and getting picked off over at first base. I had a hell of a lot more fun than I've had about some of the conversations we've had with the Browns lately. So I don't think it's undivided attention all week long, every single day. But I do think Sunday at 1 o'clock or 4:25 or whatever, for a guy like you and me, Browns are playing, and I better be there. And I don't care if we're in Cleveland. I don't care if we're in Pittsburgh. If we were in Pittsburgh, the Steelers are playing. We better be there. I just think that that's the system of what people want to talk about. People get mad, but they want to talk about football.
Yes, there are more people that want to talk Browns, obviously, than anything else. You did have a beautiful home sporting event. Remember, the Browns were on the road.
Uh-huh.
And let's be honest, Jacksonville versus Cleveland, probably towards the bottom of the pecking order on the entire schedule for the entire season. On either the importance of that game, it's game two. It's a road game. Let's be honest. And, yeah, it's still we're fresh. We're at the beginning of the year. But we're going to have plenty of big-time Browns games that you have to be dialed into. Did you have to be dialed into that game, the Jaguars?
Oh, I think so. Yes, I think so.
So out of 17 games that they have this year, where would you put the Jacksonville game?
Oh, probably at the bottom of the list. But
Well, that's what I mean.
But no. You got to go with what happened.
We're running out of real estate for baseball games
but
here.
But you have to go through what happened through the week. The Guardians were not going to lose the division based on Sunday afternoon's ball game. What has happened, though, is that I got to figure out whether or not the quarterback, where if he doesn't pan out, if he sucks up the room, people are saying is the worst trade that's ever been done, not just in the NFL, but possibly in professional sports. That is something that's going to draw my interest as a fan. As a general Cleveland sports fan, that's going to draw my interest. Plus, it is a once-a-week gladiator-type event where baseball is pastoral. I don't mean to sound like George Carlin here. It's pastoral. It's every single day. You cannot take a day off, but yeah, it's something over there. If I see something that's pleasant and I see puppies and they're playing with each other out in the field, and it's wonderful. I like looking at puppies play. But if a car wreck happens right to the left of me, that's going to take my attention away.
All right, so who do you think, Guardians in this case,
are the puppies, and the car wreck is the Browns.
But do you think the Browns earned your undivided attention for their week one performance?
No, God, no. I don't think it's earned, no.
Because the way you were talking is that you're almost miffed that there was any attendance whatsoever.
Well, if I sounded that way, then you've taken it the wrong way. I didn't mean to sound that way. No, as far as earned attention, no. The Guardians would earn the attention. They're the better baseball. They're the better team right now. The Browns have not started to tell their story yet, but the part of the story that they had told up until Sunday was not a very good story to tell. Not a very good story whatsoever. So as far as earned, the one team's on their way to the playoffs, possibly to win another division. Earned, there's no argument. There's no argument on earned. I was just surprised, honestly, that Mitch, where it is, we had had that week. I was, in, not to use dad, because that's type of the, I can't sit there and fault you for spending time with your father, for crying out loud. But no, I was a little bit surprised there. On Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Browns play the New York Giants, I think the Browns have my attention. And right now there's not near the storylines as there were going into the Jacksonville game, thank God, in one aspect.
No, I know, Kenny, I know the Browns are going to – I mean, you're on the Browns radio network, and we're on the home of the Browns. You're going to pay attention to the Browns every week.
Yeah.
I'm saying there are a lot of fans in town that I think they demand a little more from the Browns. You demand zero from the Browns because that's what we do. We talk Browns week in and week out. The average fan, they don't have that connection. Yes, they're diehard Browns fans, but – Do the Browns just get their attention no matter what? They don't have to earn it at any point in time? Because the Guardians have earned it. The Guardians this year have gone out there on the field week in and week out, day in and day out. They have earned it. You just talked about Steve Vogt, how incredible, how likable he is.
Yeah.
How he has geared himself for the fans in Cleveland. And have the Browns done that to this point? Have they been able to do that? Can you say that? And should they have to?
I think they should, because it keeps them honest. It keeps them striving for better. And sometimes they run into problems striving for better, but it keeps them striving for better. But I think every team should probably have to earn it to some level. I don't want to have to make them force it, earn it, because then teams will just end up moving in professional sports. But yeah, I think that they have to earn it. 216-474-0092. Who gets your attention on a Sunday right now? Browns or Guardians? I want to know from a general sports fan out there who's just listening to this. Who gets your attention on a Sunday? Is it the Browns? Is it the Guardians? Because the Browns, again, I can't explain it any better. I got puppies playing in a field. That's the Guardians. Going into last week, I had a 6-car pileup to my left. I had to watch that. I had to see that going on. It's just going to draw attention. Whether it's good or bad attention, that's out of it. Whether it's deserved, that's out of it. But what draws my attention is going to be hopefully a car wreck that we are able to get through instead of the pastoral puppies.
I don't know that puppies playing in the field is the right term to use for the Guardians right now. To me, it's not something that is just an easygoing thing. We're down to the end of the season with them. That's not
it. It is.
And I get your car wreck scenario. Yes. Believe me, but to me, we are in lap 15 of a 16 lap race, or lap 161 of a 162 lap race.
But this is where
I want to know how it ends. Lima's right. I mean, one team was in town, one team was out of town.
But does it not show
if I'm looking at the Browns schedule and I go, which one of these games would I be willing to not pay attention to? Jacksonville's first on that list.
Oh, after last week, after the week before that they had, and everything that led up to the week against Jacksonville, I don't know how anybody could have that point of view, but go right on ahead and have it. I can't fault your emotions. I think it turns into a point of trust. I trust that the Guardians are good, and I can not take a day off. I have to pay attention in what I do in some level. But I think as a general fan, it's like, all right, well, the Browns are on, and it's a football Sunday in the NFL, and we only get so many of them. That's what makes the NFL successful.
Well, who's more apt, Kenny?
I trust the Guardians to be good.
Go ahead. Who's more apt to bring you joy
the Guardians.
Right now in your life?
The Guardians.
So didn't Mitch do the one thing that was going to bring him most likely more joy on a Sunday with his father at a home game than sitting at home and watching a football team that humiliated themselves in week one?
I can't be so sure of that. Mitch has to answer him himself because there's people at the station who don't necessarily get along with their old men.
First of all, the thing that made me happy the most is getting to spend time with my father, who I don't live with anymore.
We know you missed that.
Who knows how many more years I have with him left. Yeah, but second of all, going to the Guardians.
The old man in the grave, why don't you?
Yeah. Guardians, going to the game, I've been to more games than I have Browns games, so there always is going to be the more personal connection between the two. But being at home and watching the Browns game wouldn't have been so, miserable to begin with.
I don't know where that was going there, Mitch. Who gets your attention right now on a Sunday? 1 p.m. Kickoff, first pitch. Who gets your attention right now? A general survey for the fans. A lot of people dividing their attention. Very good stuff. 216-474-0092. On a Sunday at 1 o'clock, which team gets your attention? Right now. Somebody said, well, Ken, it's 2024. Which team goes up on the laptop? Which team goes up on the main screen? My answer to that is that you don't need to worry about that when you go to Extend Technologies. However, if you have that set up, and I've had that set up before, my attention ends up being on the laptop.
But
just because it's closer.
Those are not comparable things. One of them is, 1,000 miles away and on TV. The other one is right in front of you, and you get to be there and be in the atmosphere of it.
It was a pretty Sunday.
I stayed home, and I definitely watched the Browns over the Guardians. But had someone offered me tickets or to go to the game, I'm probably going to that Guardians game over.
Yeah, but you like going to
home to watching.
Getting all lushy.
I think a lot of people are like that, though.
Probably a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people are getting lushy and go to the game.
Guardians have two more Sunday games. Then the season's over. They're at St. Louis coming up next Sunday, and then
the fan base has no choice.
Yeah, then the following week, they are at home against the Houston Astros to close out the season. And that game could very well be a huge, huge game for the Guardians.
Well, if there's anything on the line, then I think that changes. I don't think that the Browns want to put anybody in conflict. I don't think that that's healthy for anything. So I think that they're hoping that games get clinched, because you can only do what you can do when it comes to the NFL scheduling. But I think they hope games get clinched because the more spread out, the more the people want to spend, the more everybody's happy. I don't think that they want to have games against each other whatsoever. And I think that goes with the Cavs as well. But when it comes to attention right now, if you're asking me the question who earned the attention, there's no doubt who earns that attention on Sunday when the Browns were playing the Jags. But who gets the attention, a golfer with an arm growing out of his ass is still going to get a lot of attention. A courtesy of Shooter McGavin. So whether it's earned or whether it just happens, those are different things, Tone. 216-474-0092. Kyle, on the free Odyssey app, listening in Boise, Idaho. You're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Not terrible. Go right on ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, so just kind of to that point, where am I spending my time? Where am I spending my energy? Who's getting my attention? I have 17 weeks, 17 days out of the year. Now, hopefully that goes to 20. Hopefully that goes to 21. But I have 17 opportunities to watch my Cleveland Browns. And I have 162 opportunities to watch the Guardians, and I could get my 17 games in watching the Guardians in two and a half, 3 weeks. Where now, hopefully, I get to, you know, 21 games. And that is true. That is true. And the Guardians.
And you only got 11 left. You only got 11 regular season games left for the Guardians.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kyle, you're in Boise. Let me ask you a question. If for some reason the Guardians played some sort of field of potatoes game out there, whatever, right? In Boise on a Sunday, and the Browns were playing Jacksonville. Are you going to that once in a lifetime game in Boise with the Guardians playing the Yankees, or are you watching the Browns on TV?
He's got to watch the Guardians.
If it's a once in a lifetime game, I'm going to it, and I'm streaming the Browns game on my phone in my lap, and I'm probably yelling more for the Browns than I am the Guardians in that opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you for being honest.
I'll give you a quick story. This past Sunday, I had a friend come into town, and I was almost mad because I don't get to see him much, but he wanted to go golfing, and the tee time was at 1 o'clock, which, mind you, the Browns started 11 here in Boise, Idaho. So it was middle of the game, and we tee off, and I literally taken my phone to every green and every tee box because, again, I only have 17 opportunities to watch my Browns.
Is it that pretty in Boise, as they tell me?
I'm not telling you because we're full. We have no vacancy.
I saw that CBS Sunday Morning. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Too many, you know, it is. Too many of those Californians have made the trip and have stuck there.
They're going up the 101.
They're
going
to do everything. Yeah, well, you get on the 405 and then you get on the. Nick in Eastlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Okay, gentlemen, let's be reasonable. Okay, we're talking playoffs. Okay, I want to watch. Playoff. That means you have a chance to win a championship. And yes, the Gardos have a chance. So I'm.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going all the way with the baseball. I'm sorry, guys. The Giants aren't that interesting anyhow.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Nick. Set it all right there.
Well, and the odds are... I don't have the playoff schedule in front of me, but the odds are there's going to be a Sunday. The Guardians can make it long enough. There's going to be a Sunday Guardians baseball game.
Then the Guardians should get your attention. That's
playoff
baseball. 2 years
ago, game five of that deciding NLDS with the Yankees was on a Sunday. It was a 7 o'clock game, I think, but there were several people. We went to that game. We didn't go to Browns. I got down here at 4 o'clock, though, as the Browns were blowing another game, and the crowds of people that went from Browns to Guardians were there. But there was a ton of guys that were with me outside not watching the Browns because it was playoff baseball.
Well, let me continue this here in a second. First, folks, wake up Sunday morning with Spencer German Potato Salad for the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show starting at 7 a.m. Jonathan Peterlin's going to open the gates to our tailgate on West 6th at 9, and Nick Wilson stops by at 10. Don't miss Daryl Ryder's reports from Huntington Bank Field, and I will take the stage at noon. It's going to be a good time. Always make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate part of your game day on the radio home of your Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 923thefan.com. Like Abrock says, well, Ken just likes to talk everything football. He loves football. I love football. Yes, I do. It's my favorite sport. But I'm not stupid in the terms of I'm going to tell you to watch football over playoff baseball. If it's a playoff game, even if you can't get to it and they're both on you got to take the playoff baseball. That's what you watch. I don't care. Now, if it were playoffs versus playoffs, which I don't understand how that would work, but go right on ahead. Like, you got to watch the playoff teams that are in the playoffs. That's what it matters. That's what's best for a healthy sports outlook for everybody involved. Lord almighty, even I'm not that nuts. And I tell you guys all the time, by the time, like, once we get past the draft, I'm footballed out for a while. I want to watch auto racing. I want to watch baseball. I've had enough with single high versus two high safety and rub routes and all that stuff. Put it away for a while.
I'll tell you what, Kenny. If this is going to be the year of the Dink and Dunk League, I'm going to be out of football by Christmas.
Well, we haven't even done the unwatchables yet. Which, by the way, if they weren't playing the Giants, would you ever watch another Giants game for the rest of the season?
No. Even though Daniel Jones is entertaining, just because
of the
mistakes and he actually is. I mean, what he has some of the unbelievable touchdown runs. And then some of the boneheaded gaffes. Like, he as a player is actually pretty entertaining, but the team.
You're telling me he's the Josh Naylor of baseball, of the Browns, of football, whatever?
Just like I could watch Miles Straw run the bases all day long.
Now you're back into car crashes or entertaining territory with Ken.
Well, me trying to figure out what name to call any sort of the teams is a car crash. Let me get to Marcus and Aurora. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, listen, Ken. Hey, real quick though, Daniel Jones isn't the reason why the Giants didn't have a kicker. That's on the coach and stuff. But Kenny, you got it right though, Kenny. It's sports hierarchy. If your favorite team's in the playoffs, you got a baseball team. You got to watch that. You got to, like, if you're a Browns fan, Guardians fan, playoff baseball takes priority over regular season football, especially like fifth, sixth week of the season. And there's a device called the DVR. You could always record football. But in the sports hierarchy, playoff baseball is top of the charts this time of year. That's how it works, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys.
Well, especially because I think it's so much more difficult to make the postseason in baseball than it is any of the other sports. Maybe Lima disagrees with me on that. You know, basketball's meant for 50% of the teams to make the postseason. Football, they've added another spot, so it's supposed to be easier. And I know that plenty of teams get in their own way. Well, a couple of teams get in their own way. Unfortunately, it's been ours for a long period of time until 2020. But you're supposed to be able to, it's supposed to at least be cyclical with the teams that don't have the all-time great quarterbacks to get to the postseason. Baseball, I mean, the Mariners went, what, 20-plus years without going to the postseason? So once you make the postseason, it's like, man, you got to watch postseason baseball. Just for the sake of
would,
you saw
I would
it.
Say, too, didn't the Bills prove last year, what, they start the season 6-6?
Yeah.
I think now that you've gone to – yeah, I remember that guy.
Where's he?
Now that, they've gone to 17 games, I just think the beginning of the NFL season, I think the coaches are treating it a lot like preseason. So I don't think these games are as life or death as they were when I was younger.
216-474-0092. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Not much, Anthony. Go ahead.
So I actually originally called about the college football thing, but calling Omaha, I can switch to this topic because
go ahead.
I went to the game Sunday, baseball game.
Oh, okay.
And I loved it. Now, I will admit I'm a Guardians fan. I'm a baseball fan first. But I brought my phone. I bought the headphones. I put the your audio broadcast of the Browns game on, and it was fantastic. I live in Cleveland Heights. I'm 15 minutes from the Progressive Field, so I get late tickets, single game, single seat tickets. I was 10 rows up on the first base side. It was fantastic, and I listened to the Browns game the whole time. I loved it. It was an awesome experience.
It would put me in emotional conflict, and I think at times I'd get confused. Thank you very much, and I'm glad you listened to the station, Anthony, and thank you very much for the call and for listening to us as well.
Have you ever done it?
It's hard. Yes, I do. Honestly, so there's a couple of high school teams.
Professional sporting.
I have a friend of mine that coaches a high school football team, and I want his success to happen very greatly.
Yeah.
And so I will listen because quite often their games are on the radio, and I will listen in my earbuds on my phone while I'm doing the Fox 8 games. So I will hear it, and there are times where I'm reacting to what's being said, and I'm like, man, if anybody's watching me right now, like, there's nothing going on. This is a timeout, and I'm upset on the sideline.
But I think it's unique about it, and Mitch, you could probably speak on it because you were there, is the everybody in that stadium is still concerned with what's going on in the Browns game. So the ability or the opportunity to be watching something in front of you and then reacting to something that's happening way far away, but you all kind of share this communal reaction to it, it's not something that I want to do every time I go to a ball game, but it's kind of fun every once in a while.
I mean, it might be. Go ahead, Mitch.
I'll tell you what. The corner bar where we sat right after the end of the game, the final pitch, it was about with 50 seconds left in the Browns-Jaguars game, and people were commuting around the television under the roof of that upper deck bar because they wanted to see the ending to it, and you could just feel the anticipation. There were multiple pockets in the stadium of groups of people looking at their phones, looking at other screens, just in kind of a panic.
And that's beautiful because they're still spending their money with the Guardians. And that's ultimately what the front office cares about, right? Ed in downtown, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
What's going on, guys? Love your show.
Thank you, Ed.
Now, listen, guys. Watson played a lot better, but I have something I want to propose to you guys. Say this stuff with Watson doesn't work out, man. As much as it pains me to say it, I would look to trade Myles Garrett and get picks and recuperate some of those assets that we traded for Watson.
Now, wait a minute. Why are we talking about this right now, Ed? You can't talk about this right now. Why are you speaking of such things? This is terrible to talk about.
I love him. I know, man, but let me tell you something. I don't trust the Browns drafting a quarterback. The past 2 decades have shown why. We can't. We mess it up. We screw it up. Either they suck or we trade them and they become good. I don't trust the Browns. I'm going to become a Steelers fan, honestly, or a Cincinnati fan.
No, we can't.
All right, Ed.
I got a good one. I got a good one.
The rantings and ravings.
Go ahead, Anthony Lima.
Damage.
Is Myles Garrett, Kenny, want you to answer.
What?
Is Myles Garrett better at rushing the passer than Jim Brown was at rushing the football?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Why are you asking me that question?
Go.
Why are you asking
Gotta choose.
Question?
Gotta pick one. Two tough choices. Election year.
Why are you doing that? Why do I have to answer
Make
that?
Make the choice, Ken.
Why do I have to
Make
answer
the
that?
Choice.
They gotta pick one. I mean, you're
Is Myles Garrett better at rushing the passer than Jim Brown was at rushing the football? No. I don't know, maybe. I've seen Myles Garrett. I never saw Jim Brown run.
And now we have it on the record.
And and Myles Garrett plays against stiffer competition. I mean, Jim Brown could play now, but Myles, okay, I guess I got to say Myles Garrett. Well, that doesn't make me feel any better. Well, thanks a lot. You brought that to a screeching halt, and that's considering after what Ed's call was.
Well, Ed wanted to trade him.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys. We have Titans head coach Brian Callahan, who was visibly frustrated with his quarterback Will Levis in the Titans' loss to the Jets on Sunday after a red zone turnover by Levis, his second straight week with a crucial and memeable giveaway. Callahan was asked about his visible anger this week at Titans practice.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Oh, my God. Play it again. Play it again. Mitch, well done. Play. I got to hear it again. Oh, my God.
Laughing. I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Oh boy, man, I'm not used to that. What?
Yeah, you never hear especially young quarterbacks. Which is what Levis obviously is. You have a rookie head coach. We're used to, you know, very muted criticisms from Kevin Stefanski. Most coaches, not just Kevin.
If Kevin Stefanski said that about Deshaun Watson, if it was deserved, and Kevin Stefanski said that about Deshaun Watson, you couldn't sell a line to call into this station to get Kevin Stefanski fired by fans.
We had a situation on Sunday where he rolled out, right? On third and sixth, and you didn't hear. I mean, Kevin did say he needs to make a different decision.
You disagree?
Oh, I think the callers would be much more on the other side of things, wanting Deshaun to be gone, because they'd be like, "Well, the coach has given up on the quarterback."
Well, they might want both gone then, but I think our callers would be screaming for him to be fired if he said the same type of thing about Deshaun Watson. Like inaudible screams.
So you think they'd want Watson to stay and Kevin Stefanski to leave? I'd be the opposite.
I think that they would be saying, I think a lot of our listeners, I think there's a difference between the general public and the callers in some cases, especially with Ed and Downtown's call that he had just had. I think a lot of callers would be calling in saying that he's ruined the quarterback. The quarterback does. I mean, there are people, you know this, Anthony. You send me these memes and these tweets and these things of these people that they will do anything to walk on eggshells for a professional quarterback that makes $230 million. They will do anything. Sunday was a pedestrian performance, and I was happy that it was pedestrian. And I mean, there are people who will gas it up to be like it was the greatest game played in the NFL on Sunday. They will do anything to spare his feelings.
Despite the fact that was the first time I'd ever heard Stefanski actually admit that he was mad about something Watson did, which is what he did in the press conference after the game when he said he was mad at him. He gave him the game ball.
Yeah, I was surprised that he actually said that. I guess I'm not surprised he gave him the game ball. I'm not surprised by that.
Well, he was not your MVP. In fact, you didn't even have him in the top three.
I did not have him in the top three, but he's the quarterback of the football team, and I think.
But
that
for
kinda,
Stefanski, he was the number one apparently. Well,
it kind of highlights that. Yeah, they're going to do everything they can to build up the confidence of a quarterback that's making $230 million. You think that would be confident enough? But here we are.
So, What do you think Callahan would be saying? The other Callahan would be saying after Watson rolled out and almost coughed up the game or coughed up the lead there.
Well, let's hear it.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
That's a strong thing to say, though. And that's a really strong thing to do. I would not do that.
I'm unfamiliar with their relationship, right? I mean, this is Callahan's first year. He was saddled with Levis. He's the head coach, brings over his pops from Cleveland. Do you think there's a chance that works for somebody like Levis? Do you think there are players in the league that need that tough love?
I think there's some, but I think a lot of people do not like – I think a lot of quarterbacks don't like to be called out like that publicly. I think he can say, we obviously, you know what it was. That was my reaction. We talked about it. We're going to talk. We'll continue to talk about it. We'll move on and we'll make the right decision here in the future. I think that's what he should say. Something was stupid. Like, you and I can say something stupid. That's fine. Him saying it's stupid and then having to go in there and have to coach him up, that might be a bit of a problem. That might be a bit of a problem.
I think for once you're hearing a coach say something that clearly is on his mind when they're watching film.
Uh-huh.
Like, I laugh when fans go off on us for saying something a player does is stupid, and it's like, have you ever actually talked to a coach? Have you ever talked to a coach? Do you know the things they say about their own players? And that's why I always laugh. I have no idea what Kevin Stefanski really thinks about Deshaun Watson. I imagine it's all great from the experience that we've had, especially when Stefanski's been able to win with other quarterbacks. And at times, the offenses look better with other quarterbacks than Deshaun. And yet, you're never going to get Kevin Stefanski to say what he truly believes about these guys publicly. That's just not his M.O., and that's not most coaches' M.O.
No, but apparently that's his M.O. Brian Callahan's, holy Toledo. Strong stuff. His dad must talk the same way.
Oh. What do you think Wyatt Teller thinks about that?
I mean, if we learned from coaches that we grew up with, I can't imagine if your dad's a coach, too. You're definitely going to feel that way. Whoa. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.